Chapter 2. Many Dancing Men. Over the next few days, Sherlock Holmes made no mention of the affair. Then one afternoon, 2 weeks later, our Norfolk friend visited Baker Street again. He looked worried and depressed, with tired eyes and a lined forehead.
"It's getting on my nerves, this business, Mr. Holmes," he said. "It's bad enough for me, but it is just killing my wife. She's wearing away before my eyes."
"Has she said anything yet?"
"No, Mr. Holmes, she has not. There have been times when she has wanted to speak, and yet could not quite bring herself to do it. I have tried to help her, but I admit I did it poorly and scared her from it."
"But you have found out something for yourself?"
"A good deal, Mr. Holmes. I have several fresh dancing men pictures for you to examine. What is more important is I have seen the fellow."
"What, the man who draws them?"
"Yes, I saw him at his work. When I got back after my first visit to you, I saw a fresh crop of dancing men the next morning. They had been drawn in chalk on the black wooden door of the tool house, which stands in full view of the front windows. I took an exact copy, and here it is."
He unfolded a paper and laid it on the table. "Here is a copy of the drawings."
"Excellent," said Holmes. "Please continue." "After I made the copy, I rubbed out the marks. Then 2 mornings later, a fresh drawing had appeared. I have a copy of it here."
Holmes rubbed his hands and smiled with delight.
"Our material is quickly adding up," he said. 3 days later, a message was left drawn on paper and placed under a small rock on the garden bench. Here it is. The characters are, as you see, exactly the same as the last one. After that, I determined to lie in wait. I got out my gun, and I sat up in my study, which looks out on the garden. About 2 in the morning, I was seated by the window when I heard steps behind me. There was my wife in her dressing gown. She asked me to come to bed. I told her that I wished to see who it was that played such strange tricks on us. Suddenly, I saw her face grow pale. She had seen something moving in the shadow of the tool house. I saw a dark, creeping figure, which crawled around the corner and stopped in front of the door. Seizing my gun, I was rushing out when my wife threw her arms around me and held me. She held on to me most desperately. When I finally got away, the man was gone. He had left the very same line of dancing men which had already twice appeared, and which I have copied on that paper. There was no other sign of the fellow anywhere, though I ran all over the grounds. And yet he must have been there all the time. When I examined the door again in the morning, he had drawn some more of his pictures under the line which I had already seen.
Do you have that fresh drawing?
Yes, it is very short, but I made a copy of it. Here it is.
Again he produced a paper. The new dance was in this form. Tell me, said Holmes, and I could see by his eyes that he was much excited. Was this a mere addition to the first, or did it appear to be entirely separate?
It was on a different panel of the door.
Excellent! This is by far the most important of all. It fills me with hope. Now, Mr. Hilton Cubitt, please continue your most interesting story.
As you may guess, Mr. Holmes, I was angry with my wife that night for having held me back. I might have caught the man. She said she feared that I might come to harm. I had to wonder if she really feared that he might come to harm. I could not doubt that she knew who this man was and what he meant by these strange signals. But there was a tone in my wife's voice, Mr. Holmes, and a look in her eyes. I am now sure that it was indeed my own safety that was in her mind. What is your advice now, Mr. Holmes?
How long can you stay in London? Said Holmes.
I must go back today. I would not leave my wife alone all night for anything. She is very nervous and begged me to come back.
Leave me these papers. I think that I shall be able to pay you a visit shortly and to throw some light on your case. I could see that Holmes was quite excited. The moment that Hilton Cubitt had disappeared through the door, Holmes rushed to the table.
he laid out all the slips of paper containing dancing men in front of him and threw himself into some complex calculation. For 2 hours, I watched him as he covered sheet after sheet of paper with numbers and letters. Sometimes he whistled and sang at his work. Sometimes he was puzzled and would sit for long spells with a troubled expression. Finally, he sprang from his chair with a cry of satisfaction and walked up and down the room rubbing his hands together. Then he wrote a long telegram. If the answer to this is as I hope, you will have a very pretty case to add to your collection, Watson, he said. I expect that we shall be able to take our Norfolk friend some very definite news tomorrow.